kills at least 9 Palestinians, including 6 children. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Despite being urged by many countries to hold back, Israel still plans to send troops into Rafah, which currently hosts more than half of Gaza's total population. Israel's war against Hamas has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East. In a recent briefing, Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, discussed the situation in the region after an apparent Israeli airstrike hit an airbase in central Iran.
The Secretary General condemns any acts of retaliation and appeals to the international community to work together to prevent any further development that could lead to devastating consequences for the entire region and beyond.
Israel has also faced off with a Hezbollah militant group, with the two sides frequently trading attacks across the Lebanese-Israeli border. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine has appealed for its European allies to urgently step up weapons supplies as it struggles to hold ground against invading Russian forces. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Germany has called for allies to provide more air defense systems as Russian drones and missiles rain down on Ukrainian cities.
Despite the battlefield struggles, Ukraine's military continues to strike back at Russia, claiming to have downed a Tu-22 strategic bomber over Russian airspace Friday. Meanwhile, the Netherlands delivered a further 3 F-16 fighter jets to a Ukrainian training facility in Romania Wednesday. Denmark, the Netherlands and the United States are set to deliver the first of dozens of F-16s to Kyiv as early as the summer. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Thailand say about 1,300 people have fled from eastern Myanmar into Thailand as fresh fighting erupted at a border town that has recently been captured by ethnic guerrillas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fighters from the Karen ethnic minority last week captured the last of the Myanmar army's outpost in and around Myo Wadi, which is connected to Thailand by 2 bridges. Police say the latest clashes were triggered when the Karen guerrillas launched an attack against Myanmar troops who were hiding near the second Thai Myanmar Friendship Bridge, a major crossing point for trade with Thailand. The fall of Myo Wadi is a major setback for the military that seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The House is preparing to vote on approval of $95 billion in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Congressional leaders are pushing aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to near the completion of a months-long effort to renew American support for repelling Russia's invasion in Ukraine. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support to set up a series of 3 votes Saturday on the aid packages, as well as a 4th on several other foreign policy proposals. The Senate would still need to approve the measures in the coming days. President Joe Biden promised to sign the package. The Senate also passed reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, moments after a midnight deadline. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. security officials say the measure, first authorized in 2008, is crucial in disrupting terrorist attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The surveillance tool targets non-Americans in other countries, but it does collect communications of Americans who are in contact with targeted foreigners. So there were calls to require warrants before accessing Americans' information. But an opposing argument prevailed that requiring a warrant would handicap officials from quickly responding to an imminent national security threat. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iraqi authorities say they are investigating an explosion that struck a base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces, a coalition of Iran-aligned militias, overnight, killing 1 person and injuring 8. Militia officials initially described the explosion at the Qalsum military base north of Babylon, a former U.S. base that was handed over to the Iraqi military in 2011, as an airstrike, blaming it on U.S. forces. The U.S. Central Command has denied that it had carried out any airstrikes in Iraq. The PMF has described the incident as, quote, an attack, but did not blame any specific party. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.